From Spark and Anvil and Harmony Forge, this is Pull, in Chapter 1 of the Harmony Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pull leaned over her chime harp and struck one bright note, then another right beside it. The two sounds rubbed together and made a small, itchy buzz that filled the workshop. A younger bird near the door winced. "You feel that?" Pull asked, not looking up. She was a little bower bird with soft blue and cream feathers and a crest that stood up when she got excited. It was standing up now. That buzz, everybody thinks it's a mistake. She let the two notes hang for one more second, long enough that the whole room shifted in their seats. Then she moved the higher note up a step. The buzz melted into a warm, round hum. Shoulders dropped all around the room. Somebody let out a breath. "It's not a mistake," Pol said, grinning. "It's a magnet."
Pol had learned about magnets a long time before she ever touched a harp. She grew up in the Bowerglade, where her whole family built nests. Not plain nests, but wild, glittering ones, stacked with blue bottle caps and shiny leaves, and one crooked spoon. "Why the crooked spoon?" she'd asked her grandmother once when she was very small. Her grandmother had tilted her head. "Because it doesn't fit," she said. "Watch who stops to look." And birds did stop. They flew past 100 tidy nests without slowing, then froze mid-hop at the one that had something a little off in it. A little tension, a little wrongness that pulled the eye. Pol remembered standing beside the finished bower, feeling the itch of that crooked spoon herself. It bugged her, and because it bugged her, she couldn't look away. That was the day she understood. The thing that doesn't quite settle is the thing that makes you lean in. When Pol was 12, she walked the long path to Harmony Forge with her dissonance cards tucked under one wing. Her mentor, Refrain, met her at the gate and asked only one question. "What makes music move forward?" Pool thought of the crooked spoon. "Something that wants to go somewhere," she said. "A note that clashes a little, so your ear leans toward the calm one." Refrain didn't smile right away. "Show me." Pool pulled out a card, hummed a low note, then hummed a second one a hair too close. The gatepost air went tight and buzzy. She held it. Refrain's feathers ruffled. Then Pool slid the second note down, and the buzz dissolved into a sigh. Now Refrain smiled. "Come in," she said. "You'll be teaching the ones who think the buzz is broken." In her workshop, Pool spread three cards on the table and called the students close. "Three magnets," she said. "Watch the first one." She played a single high note that sounded bright but lonely, like it was reaching for something. "That's the leading tone, the seventh step. In C major, it's a B, and it is dying to get to the C above it. Listen." She played the C. The lonely note snapped home like a key into a lock. A girl in front whispered, "Oh." Second one. Pol played a chord, then let one note from it hang over into the next chord, where it didn't belong. It clashed, gentle and strange. "That's a suspension. It's holding its breath." She held it until a boy in the back squirmed, and then she let the note drop one step. Everybody exhaled at the same time. "There, let go." Third, she played a chord that wobbled, thin and unstable, like a tower of blocks tipping. The whole room tensed. "This one's begging," Pol said. "It'll fall toward anything steady." She played a solid chord underneath it, and the wobble caught, settled, held. Shoulders came down all around the table. "Three itches," Pol said softly. "Three places they wanted to land. Three little sighs of finally."
The girl in front raised a wing. "But if it clashes, isn't that the wrong note?" Pol sat down on her stool so she was eye level with her. She thought about the crooked spoon and the birds that couldn't fly past it. "Here's a secret," she said. "The clash is the reason you kept listening. If everything was calm the whole time, your ear would fall asleep. The buzz is what makes you lean in and wonder, where is it going to go? And then, when it lands," she played the leading tone and let it rise home one more time, "that feeling in your chest, the little unclench, the ah." She stopped. Her crest settled slowly down. "That's it," she said quietly. "That warm drop in your shoulders when the sound finally arrives. That's the whole reason I love the itchy notes. You can't feel the landing if you never felt the reach." The room was quiet. Somewhere, a chime harp was still humming, calm and steady, and every bird in it felt lighter than they had a minute before.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to pull. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.